I can bring home the bacon right up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Mompreneur Model Show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we're here breaking these myths that, you know, mompreneurs and businesswomen and women that are building their businesses from home before they take them out somewhere else is, you know, that we're here, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done, and we're not. We're smart, we're savvy, and we're out there making a difference, and I'm very excited to be sharing the two women that I'm sharing today, Elizabeth Joseph and Brenda Lewis. I had the opportunity to meet both of these women through 1 Million Cups and a fabulous foundation that you know is all over the country, and they're going to share more about it. I just want to give you a little background on the two of them. Elizabeth Joseph is the Information and Adult Service Coordinator at the Ferguson Public Library in Stamford, Connecticut, and she is just a really accomplished woman with extensive experience in managing complex, multidisciplinary projects and teams, and she's dedicated and deeply committed to strengthening and uplifting communities and truly believes that public libraries play such a huge role in this by equalizing opportunities through information, education, access to resources for emerging entrepreneurs, and initiatives that lead to equity and social change for all members of the community. And Brenda Lewis is the owner of Transactions Marketing, Inc., a 35-year-old project management firm focused on the launch and funding of enterprise missions, critical software systems and services. She's launched 20 ventures in healthcare, IT, security, telecommunications, informational, financial, and location services marketing. She has such an amazing background and also serves on the steering committee for Innovate Stamford. And she was named a finalist in the Connecticut Technology Council's 2018 Women of Innovations Award, and truly an incredibly dynamic woman. I have to tell you, because these two women I know in person, and Brenda, definitely a force to be reckoned with. So, ladies, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much, Dori. We're so excited to be here. Thanks for
Elizabeth, I'm going to ask you, I would love for you to share, I was going to talk about 1 Million Cups, but I'd much rather you take the time to share with everybody what 1 Million Cups is about, why it's here in Stamford, and why you should find it in your community.
Right. So 1 Million Cups is a free national program developed by the Kauffman Foundation. Some of you might know the Kauffman Foundation for their work in entrepreneurship and educational initiatives. They're based in Kansas City, Missouri. They have an asset base of about $2 billion. We were really interested in 1 Million Cups because about 3 or 4 years ago, a community member came to me and said, well, I went to this event, and I think that this would be great in Stamford because Stamford has nothing like it. And lo and behold, and some research and time later, we decided that, yes, it's true, Stamford did not have a program like 1 Million Cups. We have several pockets of entrepreneurs who work in their own silos, people that just talk to each other, talk to their friends, but they don't really talk to the entire community. And why is that important? Because the community is eventually going to be your consumer and your client, and why would you not speak to them? Why would you only speak to people in your own industry? So that's what 1 Million Cups does. It really connects entrepreneurs to the larger community who are people from all walks of life. They're your friends, they're your neighbors, and they meet every month and talk about solutions to problems that entrepreneurs face, and how can we make this community a more richer, more vibrant entrepreneurial ecosystem. So we applied for 1 Million Cups in the fall of 2016. It's an application process that we went through, and Brenda, my colleague and friend here, was there through the entire process. So we applied in 2016. We learned a couple of months later that we would be accepted into the program. It's a really prestigious program. And 2 months later, in March of 2017, we launched Stanford 1 Million Cups. We're really proud of the fact that we're the first in the state of Connecticut, and we're the second in New England, and we are part of an ecosystem that's over 180 communities strong. So really wonderful to be part of this program and this initiative. We really believe that it really brings the communities closer to all of the great entrepreneur and the work that they're doing. Since our start in March 2017, we have hosted close to about 1,000 people, because it's a monthly event, and we've been doing this for 2 years now. We have really seen about 1,000 people come through those doors, and we have showcased over 50 startups. So this is really exciting, because a lot of the community who were sometimes unaware of what's going on in Stanford and Lower Fairfield County have now come face to face with all of this great innovation and entrepreneurship that's happening right in our own backyard. So that's the story of Stanford 1 Million Cups. We're really excited because March 2019 marks our second anniversary in Stanford as a Stanford 1 Million Cups. And it's great because when we first started, who knew that, we were going to see that our second anniversary. It's great that we've been able to find the presenters that we can highlight and we can really bring to the forefront of Stanford.
Well, I have to say, as somebody who actually had the honor of being able to present safety bags back in August of 2017, it really is a remarkable thing to get up and I try to come almost every month. If I'm in town, I come down, because I love getting to hear all of the wonderful small businesses that are here in Connecticut, that are startups, that are there working, that are outreaching to the community of who can you introduce us to and how can you best share us. And I have to say that whether you're here in Connecticut or anywhere else that you are, look up this organization and apply to present, because it really is a fabulous opportunity, and it's in your own backyard.
I think the other important part of 1 Million Cups community is that you're really providing this great opportunity for networking. You're meeting people from all walks of life who are experts in so many different fields, people who can connect you to other experts, connect you to other resources. So I think that's really the brilliance behind the program.
I would have to agree, and it's so funny. It's one of those bones of contention with me that nothing replaces that face-to-face meeting.
Right.
Let's face it, social media is a 24-hour a day, 7 day a week, networking event. But nothing is ever going to replace being able to see somebody's presentation, meet them in person, connect them with somebody else. You never know who you are going to talk to. And I think that that's one of the beauties of an organization like 1 Million Cups. When I presented, one of the, congressmen were there, or one of the senators. It was just all these, and again, then you have someone like Brenda Lewis. Elizabeth, and I'm going to say, because Elizabeth is that, you are that mom in the background, that just everything runs smoothly, and you're just kind of off. You kind of wave your hand, and when they announce that, you're here. But Elizabeth is just that quiet strength that is there. And then there's Brenda Lewis, who I love Brenda. I have
Everybody
to say, not that
Brenda.
I don't love you, Elizabeth. Are that
I
silent
Brenda.
Force.
Brenda's my role model.
Oh my gosh, I'm serious. And Because let's face it, and you know, this is that bone of contention that we women have to face sometimes. You know, I remember when I was director of theater in a college and I was pushy and I was this and I was that. And it's like, yeah, if I were a man, I'd be a team leader. I'd be the go-getter. I'd be who you want taking care of this. You know, somebody called me a bitch once and I was like, wow, you say it like it's an insult. I've worked hard to be this, you know. And that's Brenda to me. Brenda is just that woman who is like, take no prisoners. She pulls no punches, you know. And somebody who knows that she's not doing you any service if she's not honest.
Yeah,
if you ask her opinion.
I mean, that's why I think that, like, she really is and truly is a force to contend with. And what is there that Brenda doesn't know about? I mean, she really, like, knows about every industry. She's really just at the forefront of everything, which is really why Brenda is kind of leads our recruitment process in our program. So, Brenda's...
Should I jump in here?
Yeah, Brenda, we'd love to hear.
Thank you for all those...
You know what, Brenda, I'm going to have you say hi really quick, but I'm going to have you save the recruitment process until we hear from our sponsors and come back because I don't want to interrupt you. But,
okay.
You know, yeah, you deserve the compliments, my friend.
And
you
so
absolutely do.
Are we going to stop for sponsor right now?
Well, in a moment, you know, you can say hi, okay. Just introduce yourself really quick.
Okay.
You know?
Brenda, tell us a little bit about transactions marketing and the Accelerator series.
That's a very interesting match because transactions marketing has been working with emerging companies for, actually, it's closer to 37 years. I mean, I think I sent you an older biography, but the reality is, it's a wonderful fit with 1 Million Cups because we're out there all the time doing networking, business development functions, going to events, trying to identify these young businesses that potentially, in our case, have intellectual property and can build global or national businesses. Along the way, we discover lots of other businesses that may just, you know, maybe Main Street businesses. Maybe they're going to be the next catering company or the next ladies-owned mechanic. I mean, who knows?
Right.
But there's a whole array of young businesses out there. And because we're in that market space, it's been very good for us to be able to refer them to 1 Million Cups so that they can be showcased. And I think you know, Dory, because you've gone through it, this is not a sales pitch. It is not a money pitch. And that's splattered all over the website of the Kauffman Foundation's description of 1 Million Cups. What it is you're asking the community for help. And the kinds of help that people ask for, you know, they're all over the map, but beta testers, channel partners, webmasters, help with videos. A lot of people ask for introductions and referrals. And as you know, the audience is very generous with their help and comments. Many of them have been through it before. There are many entrepreneurs like yourself who return and support the new entrepreneurs who are presenting. So I think it was a natural fit for me, and I'm honored that Elizabeth asked me to be an organizer early on. What's very interesting, too, is that having just been out to the National Organizers Meeting in Kansas City last fall, I discovered that roughly 30% of all organizers across the country, of whom there are roughly 1,000 in all the 180 cities, roughly 30% are people like me who are already in the ecosystem, the innovation ecosystem. So maybe they're doing business development for their city, or they are running a co-working space, or perhaps they are a service provider doing funding support as we do. But that is a very strong identification that the 1 Million Cups program has. You are dealing with people who are already skilled in the arenas of innovation programs and are in a position to help you. I mean, for example...
And on that note...
Yeah.
No, no, no. On that note, this is where we're going to stop. Let's stop here, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk about some of the different, you know, all of these wonderful things that make you so want to present at 1 Million Cups. So we'll be back in just a moment. Let's hear from our sponsors really quick.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I told my boss I was terrified to face the day. He told me the roads were clear, to man up and get going. Before I knew it, I had a full load of the wildest, most savage creatures on the planet. They came prepared today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are the only weapons here. Insulting gestures or bee stings ripping away at my confidence. Whispers create laughter, and I know I'm the only joke here. My heartbeats turn into a bass drum, sending shockwaves through my chest. The numbness in my arms can only be compared to their numbness to my feelings. Everyday abuse leaves scars that last forever. 32 years on this planet, all broken down by 32 elementary school kids.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that anyone, even teachers, can be bullied. For more information about what to do about it, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with Elizabeth Joseph and Brenda Lewis sharing 1 Million Cups. And Brenda, I'm going to continue what we were talking about and what you were sharing about how wonderful it is and what the community can really do for you as you present your 1 Million Cups.
We should have said this at the outset, but for those who are learning about it for the first time, it's 1 Million Cups of Coffee. Coffee, Caffeinating the Nation, is the headline on the Kauffman Foundation website that describes the program. And that is really true. We do it at 7:30 in the morning. We get people out by 9. There are two presenters, a six-minute slide presentation for each, followed by a 20-minute Q&A for each. So there is ample opportunity for the community to chime in with suggestions, questions, and ideas that can help these emerging businesses. And one of the things that's quite interesting is the Kauffman Foundation itself regards the, and of course they're a 501c3, so for those who aren't familiar with that designation, they are a nonprofit. They cannot lobby. They cannot take political positions. They can't diverge from their research thrust. And so they count on organizers like ourselves to bring the word about innovation opportunities to the community. And in terms of our current presenters that we have lined up for next month, our anniversary month, our presentation will be on March the 6th. Again, that's a Wednesday morning, 7:30 in the morning for the networking, and then we start at 8 with the program. It is Women's History Month, and in honor of that, Elizabeth wisely decided that we should, although we had a nice group of people who were waiting to present, we chose two women from our pool of applicants. One is Felicia Rubenstein, who is starting out a new co-working space in Darien that will be focused on women, and the second is Kelly Louise St. Pierre. She has a wonderful business that is an event producer in New York. that helps to break down barriers and increase unification and diversity. So those two ladies will be our presenters on March the 6th in that format I just described, and I thought that was a great idea to have it significant for Women's History Month. But also, we are going to invite, because it is our anniversary, many of our serving representatives, both in the House and the Senate in Connecticut, and we have also extended invitations to our federal level representatives and senators as well. One thing that I didn't speak of earlier, Dori, but I think it's really important to recognize, is because this is a nationwide organization backed by the Kauffman Foundation, we are part of their vision of being the front porch of entrepreneurship. That was the phrase they used in October when I was out there. It's a very lean organization. They have three people who run this whole structure across the country.
Really?
Yep, three people. And in addition, they have just recently created regional representation so that it can grow even faster and grow farther because obviously, you know, you need a pyramid. You need to delegate those responsibilities and the feedback loop. But the front porch of entrepreneurship, I think, is a great characterization for it. And as I said, 30% of the people involved are already participating in the innovation ecosystem. So it's very powerful. You know, we are fortunate to have among our organizers four people who are also in the innovation ecosystem. Joe Orgolano was one of our original organizers, and he is now the head of the Connecticut Small Business Development Corporation, which, as you probably know, is the federal government Small Business Administration program in Connecticut. So that's the kind of level of expertise that is brought by our organizers to the 1 Million Cups program. The other thing that should be noted is, as far as the importance of this Stamford program, I mean, we are the only city in Connecticut which is actually adding businesses faster than we are losing them. You may not know this, and your listeners may not know it, but we are at a kind of a low in net new business formation in the last 40 years, and some of it's demographics and some of it's the aftermath of the recession, but obviously a program like 1 Million Cups is you know, moving against the stream, I would say, because Stamford is actually a city adding more businesses than losing them, and that's a good place for us to be in the scheme of things. We should flag for your listeners that in the next few months, the Kauffman Foundation expects to release a seminal report called Access to Capital. And it will speak about the difficulty that young companies have in raising funds. And again, that's one piece part of their whole research structure. But you should keep an eye out for that. That's a wonderful effort that they have undertaken. And they thought they were going to publish it last year, but I think they are a little bit behind on that. But it's called Access to Capital, and it'll be on their website. So a wonderful program altogether. We have to tip our hat to Marion Ewing Kauffman, who was the founder of Marion Labs, for creating the foundation in 1966. It certainly is a tribute to him and to his vision of the importance of entrepreneurship in this country. Have I left anything out that we should be telling Dori's folks, Elizabeth?
Yeah, Brenda, can you talk a little bit how you go about recruiting presenters and what the guidelines?
Yeah, that's a good point, the guidelines. We are looking for companies that are under 5 years old that have a website. Now, they may, you know, as I say, be Main Street businesses. They could be businesses looking to raise venture capital. We accept the full array of those who are emerging. The main thing is that we would like them to, as I say, be under 5 years old. We do not take individual consultants, because there are a lot of those, as you can imagine, in Fairfield County. But other than that, we have embraced virtually every company that we have come across. One thing we have found is that some people present in multiple locations across the country. That's another source of our recruitment, but mainly it is from events that I go to and identify companies that either are raising money or are starting out and asking, they're being asked to make presentations, and I usually tell them about this and tell them this is a wonderful opportunity, because the more times they get to make presentation in front of a big group, the more they will feel comfortable with it, the better they'll refine their presentation of the company, and finally, who knows who's going to be in the audience of 1 Million Cups. It's often serendipity that brings people together, and they have the solution for, you know, a tough question that you were asked or a problem that you are facing when you make your presentation.
Yeah, and
go ahead, Elizabeth.
I think I also wanted to add that, like, the Kauffman, the 1 Million Cups program also offers the opportunity for presenters to come back, right, at a later time if there's a change in their business model, if they're releasing a new product or if they're pivoting, there's that possibility as well.
You know, it's funny because I actually, before this call, just filled out an application because I want to come back and present, you know, our media network, you know, because empowering women and sharing startups and small businesses, it's not that we don't share men, but, you know, as women, let's face it, men get most of the opportunities out there to get all that publicity and things. And I think it's important to encourage and empower each other as we are growing. And gaining publicity and gaining a voice for your company is never an easy thing to do, and that's why I think what 1 Million Cups is doing is such a wonderful thing, because as you said earlier, it's not about pitching. You're not there to pitch for money. This isn't an investment opportunity. This is an opportunity to present yourself to the community and ask for their assistance. Who do they know? Who do they know that they can introduce you to? Who do they know that they can make a phone call on your behalf or send somebody an email or, hey, I just did this and, you know, take a look. And I have to say that you guys do a lot to do that after share. We have a great SEO for safety bags, and I think 1 Million Cups still comes up. And we presented in 2017, and it will still come up in a search right in, you know, when you're searching for safety bags.
Yeah, because, I want to add that the ventures that we do showcase, we include them in all of our social media marketing. They go on our website. There's all of the Eventbrite invites that we create. So, I mean, you're plastered all over the place. I mean, you're right. I mean, every time someone does a search for safety bags, they're going to find all of those instances where the 1 Million Cups Stanford talked about them or posted about them. So, yes, absolutely.
And, you know, that's a wonderful thing, because that after marketing is so important. So as we wrap up, please let everyone know how they can apply to 1 Million Cups in here in Connecticut, if you're in this area, or whatever region that you're in, because it's a nationwide website, and then you're going to pinpoint the area that you're looking to present in.
Right. Yeah, so if you go onto the 1 Million Cups website, you'll find all the various communities that host 1 Million Cups, and then you can go into your own geographic region. So the one in Connecticut is Stanford, if you want to particularly apply in just the Stanford area, which is the Connecticut community.
Right. We really are serving the tri-state area. There are people who come in from New York. As you know, we have a lot of people who live out here and commute into the city.
Right.
We know that beginning in the fall, there was, they've just founded a New York-based or Manhattan-based, actually it's Brooklyn-based, 1 Million Cups. But I think for the vast majority of folks in the tri-state area, certainly Westchester and all the way up to New Haven, it makes a lot of sense. We've had people come from Hamden, Groton, I think
Hartford
to do their presentations. The nearest one that is established to us was Providence. They had I was told that they were struggling because one of the issues here, and this is a plea we would make, if you think this is a good program, your listeners should know that there are little ways that everybody can help with this program. And we'd certainly suggest that they come and take a look, and if they like it, there are ways to help. We are looking right now for somebody to underwrite our video production. That's sort of an ongoing quest. So there are ways to be part of the program without having to make a, dive in with both feet.
Right, yeah, right.
Just help around the edges, I guess, the best way to put it.
Well, I thank you both for sharing 1 Million Cups. Again, it's 1millioncups.com. I encourage you.
.org.
Sorry. Right. .org. Should have known. So 1millioncups.org. Please, I encourage you. It's a, I know for some people you've never presented your company before and everything else, and it's a scary thing. The more you do it, the better you get at it. But if you don't let people know who you are and what you do, how are they supposed to know who you are and what you do and how they can help? So I really do encourage you, reach out. And to those of you listening in this tri-state area, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, the Stamford location is an amazing location. It's a tremendous group of people that are here and here to support and encourage and empower and give you insights and information that you might not have even had the opportunity to think of, let alone implement. So I really do encourage you. Ladies, thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom today. And to all of you listening, I really, Tracy and I thank you so much for being part of our journey. So on behalf of us, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much for sharing your time with us here on Word of Mom Radio, and go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.
Thank you so much, Dori, Brenda, and Elizabeth, for all the great information about 1 Million Cups, a really incredible organization. So their next meeting will be Wednesday, March 6th. They are the first Wednesday of every month. That is their Women's Month celebration, specifically to women presenters. You can go to their website at, that's the number one, and then spelled out, MILLIONCUPS.com/Stamford. STAMFORD. And of course, if you just go to 1millioncups.com, if you're not in the Connecticut area and you want to search for what is the closest 1 Million Cups for your region, there is a place to do that right on the 1 Million Cups website. But they are an incredible organization and you should absolutely join them because Dori has met so many wonderful people through 1 Million Cups and the great presentations that were there and all the networking opportunities that are available at their events. Tomorrow, we're going to have another Moms After Dark. So excited about that. Can't wait to do that again. Just a bunch of women in business kicking back, having a glass of wine, having a cocktail, having a cup of tea, and talking about anything and everything and having a great time. And Next week begins the anniversary celebration. Yes, Word of Mom Radio will be in existence for 7 years as of next Tuesday, March 5th. So join us for a lot of updates from a lot of our previous guests and continuing to have a lot of fun new stuff. So please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. Remember that today is always the best day to make a marvelous you. And we will close out, as we so often do, with the Smith Sisters Bluegrass song to remind you that the brave, bold, strong, sure, true woman, she is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, yeah, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, yeah, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is
you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.